today. It's going on right now here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. What you'll do is you'll hear all of our options, and then you'll only vote for one of the songs. Today's category is Throwback Thursday, and the way you vote is you take your phone and you text in the number 52140, and you're going to enter the word song, S-O-N-G, in the message, and that will give you the way to vote, and you'll choose between myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv, and Pork Chop. Let's kick it off this morning for Throwback Thursday. McKenzie, what song are you picking?
Oh, okay. I was like, what haven't I chosen for a little bit? I had to go with Queen Bee. And you know what? You are one of a kind. Everyone should realize this. I went with Beyoncé's Irreplaceable.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
You know the words, whether you think you do or you don't. We discovered yesterday, to the left, to the left. So vote right now. Text the word song to 52140 and vote for B.
I wasn't laughing at your song choice. I was laughing at McKenzie and Chops had a coordinated high five when they said to the left, to
That's
the left.
I edited that slightly.
Yeah,
oh, to get the most votes.
Reproduce the song.
Because we needed that.
Remixed
it. To the left, to the left.
Yeah,
so please vote for
song,
it. That took effort.
That left to the left part isn't right.
Pork Chop exclusive. Everybody
remix.
But you couldn't even tell that I re-edited it, right?
It sounded
good.
So
You're
tight.
Basically the Chainsmokers. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Way to go, bro. Way to go. All right, moving on. My song is going to get you hyped up. I don't know how you're feeling this morning. I'm tired. I was also tired earlier in the week, but you rallied me through because you voted for my song. And my song today is by the King.
Elvis?
No, I'm trying to think of what I could call him the king of. Well, I don't know. He's a kid.
The king of Michigan?
Yes, there you go. I'm talking about, well, that could be Bob Seger too. Let's just go with this. This guy's pretty cool. I know he's kind of went off the deep end lately. So what? Forgive him for that. His music's still dope back in the day. The one and only Kid Rock, Ba with the Ba.
Ba with the Ba, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy, diggy. Set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie. Ba with the Ba, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy, diggy. Set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie.
Wait, is the theme Throwback Thursday or White Trash? I'm just
kidding. Well, first of all...
Shots fired!
First of all, as somebody that represents White Trash, yes, it is a great White Trash artist. No, Kid Rock, though, come on, that's going to get you pumped up. Ba with the ba, the bang, diggy, diggy! Everybody likes that, even if you're not White
this
Trash.
This week, you have been a rock god over here, like picking all like your rage rock...
I
cherry pie.
I feel like I have my pulse on the people.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
Criminal.
Are you angry? Do you just go in your garage and just like punch stuff?
Yes. Well, and I haven't seen my therapist, Julie, in a month or two. So that's probably why. But let me tell you right now, I got a pulse on the people. I think our audience is the majority white trash. So. No, there's nothing wrong with that. You guys, listen, if you're listening right now, because I'm kind of trashy.
Dude, you're going to get zero votes.
No, see, you guys are making it bad.
You're literally just like, if you're white trash, vote for me.
No. Don't let these guys make you feel bad for who you are and what you are and what you like.
Wow.
If I went with Nickelback, that'd probably win today, too, because it's good music.
Here comes the backpedaling.
No.
And the funny thing, Joe, is you have 3 wins in a row this week. You're
because
trying to get
I picked,
your fourth.
Because I know what people like, and I like that, and I know people like that.
Yeah, people love being called white trash.
Wow.
I do. I have no problem with it. I embrace
Especially
it.
Especially the suburban, like, young moms with their kids.
Oh, come on. You got a little white trash in you. You know
do you
do.
Forget we're on in Houston, too, Joe?
Okay. You think there's not trashy people in Houston, too? There's trashy people everywhere. And there's nothing wrong.
Wow.
I don't apologize. If you're butt hurt by that, then you have a problem. Because I'm saying it jokingly because that's what I am. But anyways.
All right. Anyways, okay. Poor
Gosh, I have to go next. I like
that there's a 3-person gang up on me that they're so desperate that I don't win again.
I'm so happy I have to take my little girl to school because I won't have to be in the meetings that are going to happen after the show.
So vote for me. If you want to hear that white trash anthem this morning, you know you do. Show people how good we are. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you're prompted to vote, vote for letter A.
Yeah.
Top that, Chops.
Okay, so my song is it's from an artist that actually helped make Kim Kardashian famous. That is Ray J, Sexy Can I. And shout out to my friend Matt, who helped. I forgot about this song, and I absolutely love it. And Matt was like, dude, for Throwback Thursday, you gotta pick Ray J, Sexy Can I.
Sexy can I, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera.
camera. All I wanna know is
Yes, all about Kim Kardashian. So if you want to hear that song, text song to 52140. Then when you're prompted, vote for the letter D.
I legit love that song.
Thank you, love me some Ray J.
Like when Kim dated him, she would put the toothpaste on his toothbrush for him before
that's
they
so
made their
sweet.
Sexy time tape.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, that's love.
Insider scoop.
Mackenzie was there, like in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you guys are goals.
Live the web, girl.
So I went with a good throwback song. I kind of went with kind of Joe, like kind of like the rock, but I was thinking like more like alternative teen.
We can't have two white
rock.
Trashy songs on the same
it's
day.
It's not white trashy. It's more just teen angst.
Oh.
So I went with one of my favorite bands when I was younger, Simple Plan, and that's the song Perfect.
Lost it all, and nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't.
What a great song that
is. It's so good. And you know, if you're just feeling the pressure to be perfect, you can just jam out to this song. You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for letter C.
Let's recap what you can vote for this morning for Throwback Thursday. Mackenzie had Irreplaceable by Beyonce. Myself, Joe, I went with Ba with the Bob. Porkchop went with Sexy Can I by Ray J and Kim Kardashian. And Liv went with Perfect by Simple Plan. All you have to do now is vote one time. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Good morning to you. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. We got myself, Joe Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl. Her parents are chilling in studio this morning.
Yes,
producer Porkchop.
I love having them here. It's so fun.
A technical producer. And you. Liv the Web Girl, can I help you?
We got a DM from Bacon Disc Golf that said, Joe is doomed. I voted for Porkchop. They're
why?
Not happy about your comment.
Well, let me tell you what songs you went with, and maybe you'll understand why some people are being butthurt this morning. The theme for Throwback Thursday is Throwback Thursday. So Mackenzie went with Beyonce, Irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. To the left, to the left.
Now, myself, Joe, I was trying to describe my artist that I went with, which was Kid Rock, Ba with the Ba, and I was trying to say, like, he's the king of Michigan, but then you got Bob Seger and other people, so I don't know if that was fair, and somehow the word white trash got brought up. I'm like, yeah, he's kind of a white trash anthem. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I, at my heart and soul, definitely got a little white trash in me, and I thought that would totally be a winner today. We'll find out and see, but apparently some people didn't agree with that. Some did. Some fell in love with it and embraced it.
We're not talking about you calling Kid Rock white trash. We're talking about you calling every one of our listeners white trash.
No, I said I think a majority of our listeners are white trash, and by that I mean that, listen.
Listen to him try to dig
himself out. No, I'm not digging out. It's the taste. Like, I don't care what people say. I say a majority of our listeners like Nickelback, and you're going to say that's whatever.
Alex just called and was like, oh, hell to the no. He voted for Beyonce, and he hated that comment.
Well, Alex is
made.
A diva, so Alex is can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Alex rocks and listens every day.
Diva, though. You're not going to call a diva?
You don't know Alex.
I've talked to Alex every day when the phone call comes in.
You're just mad because he never votes for you.
Yeah, and he's a better dresser.
God, that's how I judge myself in life. Now let's see how the rest of the songs stack up here. Moving on from that anthem, we had Porkchop with Sexy Can I by Ray J. Sorry, it had to restart because I got a little distracted. He chose this song right here.
Can I just pardon my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life.
And Liv, her parents probably can attest to this. A little angsty at times, a little rebellious. She's just trying to be perfect, guys. She went with Simple Plan.
Sorry, I can't be perfect.
Now, I'm really anxious. I don't know how you guys feel, but I'm excited to hear the results this morning for Song of the Day.
Oh, I thought you were anxious because you might get fired because you called our listeners white trash.
I could get fired. I don't want to say I'm not getting fired, but I'm a man of the people.
I will say, the results actually are very exciting.
Oh, gosh.
I think that means he won.
No,
of course they are.
Three of us are very, very close, and one of us is like kind of far behind.
Oh, that's quite me.
Last place with 18% of the vote. Shockingly, it's the song that I thought would win. Mackenzie.
Oh! I have been vindicated even if I don't come in first.
I'm telling you, for some reason, Beyonce gets no love. I have picked Beyonce so many times and have always come in last.
Well, now I am going to have to vote for Porkchop because I want to hear Ray J then.
Second and third place are tied at 25%. First place has 30%. But there is a one vote difference. So coming in third with 25% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Whoa!
Hey, I still smoke Beyonce, and what was her name, Alex? Or his name, Alex?
His name.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex, wow, okay.
Joe gets confused. We used to have a co-host named Alex that was a girl.
Okay. So that is how you do it. Represented for my people. I didn't expect to win every day, guys. I've won 3 days in a row. Eventually, I have to be human.
Second place.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is, remember, one vote behind third, so tied.
I think it's Porkchop
with
today,
second,
Liv.
25%.
No, it's me.
I hope it's Liv that wins.
Is Liv the web girl.
Oh, man.
So with 30% of the vote, I did get the win.